This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Jonathan Saya of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about the protests since 2022 against the brutality of the regime in Tehran, the morality police, the Basij, the IRGC. Who's led the protests on the streets heedlessly? Jonathan identifies Gen Z. That's right. They make a distinction just as we do in the West. Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, and then we old boomers. Here's Jonathan to describe who's in the streets, who's fearless, heedless, reckless, bold, and what is to be done in future support is the question that can't be answered yet. More of this tonight.
Absolutely it is. So speaking from my own experience, I guess, younger millennial, I'm on the border of being Gen Z, and I was politically active when I was in Iran. And what was mostly attributed to millennials at the time was the 2009 Green Movement. At the time, there was still hope of reform within the system. We were really hoping to of course, everybody ultimately wanted the regime gone, but we thought the first step towards that would be playing into the system to see whether we can choose certain actors that might aid us in the long run. Gen Z has categorically rejected that notion, which is very notable. And again, it's not necessarily, it's something that they developed. It's a box that they were put in by the Islamic Republic, both on an economic, but more importantly, political and security level. And yes, what we've seen with the most major uprisings throughout the history of the Islamic Republic, the most major ones were mostly Gen Z. So we're talking about the Women Life Freedom Movement, that was Gen Z led. The ones prior to that, there were some millennial, there were some working class, but I think that's when the time that Gen Z shined the most when you're talking about civic engagement against the Islamic Republic.